at the very end of the section of the Seis. And at the time, the Mishabura is saying, the Chafetz Chaim is saying, that one of the things that you're, one of the essays that you are being Mevatel, speaking Lashon Hara, is the essay of Talmud Torah, which is first Brahman Hukas Talmud Torah. And then he goes on to talk about the greatness of Torah. Ein Keitz L'schar Mitzvahs Asay Zu. Shishkul Kenega Kol HaMitzvahs. One word of Torah is greater than all other mitzvahs. Adam, don't worry, coach is here. He's in person. So I don't want Adam to get nervous that you're not here. The schar of Torah is connected all the schar of mitzvahs. The einish of Torah is keneged, is greater than the einishim of other avodos. And therefore, when a person is wasting their time doing lashon hara, so we said yesterday, there's a din and there's a cheshbon. There's a din for the avera and there's a cheshbon of what you could have been doing at that time. So what a person that was wasting their time along saying lashon hara, what could they have been doing? They could have been learning instead. B'sharis ma'am v'fam yotzei adam nokim zeh adam yidin shal ma'alam. If a person's not learning because they're doing something useful, okay, so they're doing something useful. They're being Isaac and Parnasa, they're doing something else, they're doing what they need to be doing for their daily life. But a person stop wasting and hacking and chining about someone else's business. So not only are they speaking Lashon Hara, they're definitely doing Bittul Torah. Okay? Now, by the way, he says in the bottom over here that even though I said that it's not bittul Torah to go work and be Isaac and Parnasa, says that's depends. He says even that yesh lo gavul, and a person shouldn't get carried away and excuse his obsession with work as Parnasa. Parnassus Parnassa. Now he goes, but more than what you need, or more than what's a basic understanding of what's normal, it's going too far. Now he says, Alius is saying he has a great line here. Hayetz lemor ki atal fi asher chashnas lachash brocha atemuchach lado b'dir na yoser. No, you're right. Most people could survive on less money. But now that I'm rich, so my standard of living is higher. So for me, I need more money. So he holds that that's not a good excuse. That's what he says. He says, "Al yisischa le'ayetzer lemar." In the footnote here, "Ki ata lafi ashracha shenasal lachakash baruch." According to your wife, "Ata muchach lader b'dir na'ah." You have to have a beautiful home. You have to have fancy brand name stuff. Well, it's not a kid by Batim Agvoyim, and you have to live in that lifestyle. Shem lo kent is Basil, and it's possibly going to be a bizarre otherwise. As one of my rabbis said one time, you're not supposed to run after COVID, but you're not mechoyev to run after bizarreness either. Embarrass yourself. So says, so, lachain ata mochach ata levatal. So now, to keep up my lifestyle, just push after work all day long. So he says, so he says, no, it's not true. Because it's really just a Sahara. Okay.
Meaning like if you had a touch of that at one point in your life, you get very wealthy, you could let it slide.
But that's touching. Don't we even understand, like,
no,
the person who's used to a certain lifestyle, are we supposed to help them when they're not there? Like,
right, you're saying that he's allowed to maintain that to a certain degree, right? So I'll tell you what the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Mishnah Berurah. I usually don't say this over Berurah because it's very sharp.
Okay.
Very sharp. But it's the Mishnah Berurah. He says it in the Mishnah Berurah, not even in the Chafetz Chaim there. It's this unbelievably sharp thing over there. He says that, I don't be honored that I'm saying this over, that I think you're holding by hearing it. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there.
Or we all don't know that you might.
Oh, yeah.
We work for the same organization.
Exactly. Look, I was going to leave it up to you to make that decision. So he says, that when a person is deciding, am I going overboard in my gashmis or not? So he says, this is how you should decide. This is how you should figure it out. Imagine you were supporting someone else, and that person came over to you and said, I want this. So you're supporting someone 100%. They're sitting there, they have no parnasa, you're supporting them. And they have a nice 2006, you know, car, Avalon, for example, or whatever. They have some sort of car that works. And then they come to you all of a sudden and they said, you know, I need a new car. I'm supporting you. You don't deserve to have a car in the first place. I gave you something that drives. Go fly a kite. So he says, if it's not tzarech for you, if you wouldn't give it to someone you're supporting, you shouldn't give it to yourself either. You should look at yourself as if you were being supported by yourself. That's very right. It says the geder, it's in 7 Kufnun base, I think. The geder of how much is normal is roy, is now sometimes the guy's very generous. If I'm supporting someone, they've got to live like kings.
What's the context? It's like what's the
type of support you're talking about? Yeah, that's how much to work.
So yeah, like,
and over there in the halachas of after base knesses, hoylach, you base knesses, base medrash, and then base medrash last sakras.
So I'm not getting the practicality, like, what does it mean? If I should stop working, if I wouldn't support someone else, I'm not getting.
You have enough to survive now. In our society, it's not so shchiach because you have a job, you make money, you have work. But like, you know, a person has a store, I don't know, in agriculture. So how much I can, if I only plant grapes, I'll make enough money to survive the year. But if I plant grapes, olives, cucumbers, and whatever, I'll be a wealthy man. But I'll have no life because I'm going to be working all the time.
But how does Yeshiva know to show? There's a guy in Bukhari area who had a falafel store. He made every morning what he feels he needs for panos for the day. And when he was done, he was done. If it was 1:30, it was 1:30. It was 3:30, it was 3:30. But he made every morning. He knew what he needed for panos, and he made great falafel. I'm sure that he knew him.
Right. So it's an unbelievable mashava. So he's saying, you know, yeah, you could become a wealthy man, but what do you need to, what's reasonable for you? Now, if you, in your worldview, your idea of what parnasa is very high, and you would give someone else that you were giving parnasa to that also, so go and take it for yourself. But if you don't really think anyone needs it, he can survive without it. So you should also survive without it.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of wealthy people out there that, even if I give you a lot of money, you don't have to live exactly like a okay. Wealthy guy. I'm confused at the level. Maybe too
short. Okay, look, this is Mishra, I'll show it to you inside. You'll forget it. Okay, let's go a little right there. So anyway, so he says, so he finishes up here. At the end of the day, there's a lot of loisa says, a lot of lavin that you're over. But if you're speaking Lashon Hara, what's your excuse? The gam oiver be'isadren. Kelsi puroi. Al kama lavin gamken. He's over a lot of lavin. Kemavor b'smag. He goes on and on about this. He brings the gra that I mentioned. If he's a big lamden, he's missing out on that. If he's a simple person, he's an art scroll. And every person, there's no such thing as a person that can't have access to learning. Everyone has some access to learning. So if you have access to learning, you can learn Chayvus Halvavos, he says, Menorah Samar, Hamachnis and Belev Adam, you're also Shalkadosh Baruch Hu, Musar Sfarim. But don't just sit and do nothing. And Koshkin don't sit around and speak about other people. And then he brings the idea of Din B'cheshbon, etc. And he says, look, this is a Chofetz Chaim. He's allowed to be strong. He says, Oy, din. What was to our din? Manane. What's going to be our answer? Even if Hashem will count up. All the time that we spent talking about nothing, or kolshkein if it's rechilas moshen hara, ala avon shall preach us a Torah, even if Hashem doesn't punish us than Lashon Hara. He just says what you could have been doing better at that time. You know what? Fine. I'm not going to punish you for the Lashon Hara. But look at all your missed opportunities. Look at what you could have been doing better. You know? So, every minute you spend learning, it's another mitzvah. And if you're learning a parak of the Shnayis or a daf of Gemara, you could be mekayim 100 mitzvahs. Like the Gross says in Shnayis Elio. In Cain, how many mitzvahs you could be doing at the time that you spend Lashon Hara. Okay? So this is a strong Musar, as is one of his ending points to why a person should stay away from Lashon Hara. Okay? Let's go to the next point. I just want to add in another point today. Yud Gimel. This is all talking 100% true. But if it's a little bit not true, So if it's not true, it's even worse. Lashon Hara, it's Motzi Shemra. It's also over Mitzvah Sheker Tircha. Now, in the Sefer, where is it? In the Sefer Shari Tshuva, he speaks about that there's different levels of Sheker and Emes. Now, this most people don't just make things up out of thin air. Make up a story out of thin air. But most people also don't repeat a story 100% exactly the way it happened. There's a lot in between making up a story out of thin air and saying the truth, 100% the truth, right? Most people tend to want to make their story sound a little bit more exciting than it actually was. So you start throwing in a little exaggerations here and there. So the Vishay Tshuva writes, that's, I don't know if that's Mikat Shakronim or whatever, but it's not Emes, that's for sure. So he's saying, if you're going to be Melumed and saying Lashon Hara, you're bound to stretch things. Well, my son, there was a Rav here today, Rav Orlowick, so he told me that he does not answer any questions of that Shidduch. And he said, no, yeah, the yeshiva told him that it's also for him to answer the question. Yeah. So why? It's because I didn't know how to stretch the truth. I say things the way that I think is the truth. And Rav Scheinberg said, for Shidduchim, that's not the truth. That's not how you're supposed to answer a question for Shidduchim. But I say, you are such an Ish Emes, I'm not going to tell you to switch it, but I say, then don't answer questions.
There's certain mitzvahs that everybody sees things in their own eyes. You have three people experience the same thing in a different way. It's filtered through the person, the mitzvahs.
Right.
People have an experience, they will say it over in a different way. Even if they find it to be truthful, it's just the mitzvahs of how it filters through. Hey, you remember three things, you're at a certain story, but everyone says it like different.
Everyone emphasizes
it. Because it's what everyone gets filtered through their
Lemaisa, that's, you know, this.
It's interesting that it's called an essay.
It means Var Sheker, Tirchak. So you have to stay away. So it's an essay.
Don't say Sheker.
Right.
It's stay away.
Interesting.
Also, it's the Mitzvah saying that every.